He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our home studio. It is actually 8:30 at night in Arizona. The studio is closed today, and I just, quite frankly, didn't have a chance to get into the studio and record the Gadget Professor, so I'm doing it from my home. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have an interesting episode. I don't have the physical gadget here, but it's a cool thing that I was not really aware of until maybe a week ago. And actually, my brother brought this to my attention, and I checked it out. It's a pretty cool device. I actually have one on order. I was supposed to get it, but I didn't. I don't know if it got hung up with UPS or whatever. But in any event, stay tuned. We got some real interesting things to show you today. And actually, today's show is brought to you by DropCam Pro. It is the newest camera that they have out. It sets up in minutes. You open the box, you remove the camera, you plug it in, connect it to your Wi-Fi network, and call your camera whatever name you want, and boom, you are streaming live. And I've had several people who watch the Gadget Professor actually buy one of these units, and they love it. The quality is fantastic. And if you want a cool thing to check out, go to dropcam.cam and go to featured cameras, and you'll see cameras all over the world that are actually live. It's fun to watch some of the stuff. They have zoos, they have shopping centers, and it gives you a feel for the quality of the product, which is quite good. And I should be getting one of those in here shortly, and I'm going to show it to you live. So if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. Every Thursday evening we come out with a brand new show, and we try to review some gadget that I think is cool and hopefully you will think is cool. And we also give you some free apps and some free software that hopefully will make your life a little bit more fun and interesting. So thank you for tuning in to the Gadget Professor. The main thing you want to do is if you go to thegadgetprofessor.com and scroll down about halfway, you want to sign up for the newsletter. It's free. I don't do anything with those email addresses except send you the show notes Thursday night as soon as the show is posted. Everything that we speak about on this show is actually highlighted, hot-linked on the URL, so you'll get the email and it will just show you a list of the things that we talked about, and you just click that and go to the product that you're interested in. And a lot of people keep the show notes because you don't think you need this app now or this piece of software or this gadget, but at some point in time you will, and then you go back and you can refer to that. So that's pretty simple to do. Certainly you can check us out and hopefully like us on Facebook. I will announce the show Thursday night on Facebook, as well as if you subscribe to the newsletter, it will be automatic. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that would be at Gadget Professor. And you can also check out my Rebel Mouse page. And of course, if you want to email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I do answer all my email, and that's real simple, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will be very happy to answer any question or comments that you might have about the show. So let's get right into it tonight. We have a couple things to show you. I already showed you the DropCam. This first piece of software is very cool, and I wish that my my cousin Dennis would have had this a couple weeks ago. He loaded some software, and he said it loaded a ton of viruses and a ton of junk on his machine. I check out everything before I recommend it to everybody, so sometimes what happens is when you load a new piece of software, especially the free stuff, it automatically checks that you want to change your from Google search engine to Ask search engine or something else. And literally, you got to be careful. You got to uncheck all those things. Otherwise, you're going to get stuff on your computer you never even knew existed. So you got to be real careful with that. This is where this piece of software comes in. Tired of unchecking unrelated offers while installing software? Have you ever felt while installing software that the installer tries to push additional unwanted programs at a cost? Ever missed a checkbox? It happens to me. And spent hours afterwards removing all this junk adware? Ever opened your browser after an installation only to find out that you have a new homepage, a new search engine, or even a new browser? Unchecky That's the one you want, folks. It aims to keep potentially unwanted programs off your computer. You can download this onto your computer, and it updates itself automatically. It's free. There's no spyware. There's nothing on there that's going to cause you grief, and I highly recommend this program. Check out Unchecky. Moving right along, everybody who has an iPhone certainly uses Siri, and everybody who has an Android phone uses the Google Talk speech recognition on that, but a lot of folks didn't know that you can use what's called Dragon Go. And for those people who aren't familiar with Dragon software is something that's used for speech recognition. They've been at this a long time, and they actually make a software called Dragon Naturally Speaking, which is right here. I do use that, and essentially you just put on your headset with a little microphone, or you could just use this kind of a microphone or whatever kind of microphone you have, and speak into it. It will automatically learn how you speak and type it for you. So you just sit back, and if you want to type out a document, you just say, okay, hi, John, Tick, or Dary, whoever it is, and right away. And it's very accurate and very cool. The professional version is definitely better than the standard version, but that's a whole other story. They actually have a medical version, too. In any event, Dragon Go makes a speech recognition app that will control your personal universe with no boundaries, all of with the power of your voice. With Nuance Dragon Go, all you have to do is say what you want, and Dragon Go will deliver you the results within seconds. So this is an app. It's on iTunes. It is totally free, and it's another alternative for you, and here it shows you how it will work, and I recommend that you give it a try. You might like it better than Siri. Now, this is a kind of an esoteric app that I've dug up. I actually loaded it and kind of like it. It's called Moleskine, and what it is it's you can create with input by inputting whatever it is that you want, notes, scrapbooking things, journals, and it does a nice job of keeping track of your notes, both in a pictorial form. It will also sync to Evernote, Facebook, Twitter, the whole bit, and it's totally free. It's version 1.5 is the latest version, so if you're into journaling, check this out. And if you go on the bottom here, you can actually look this up in the App Store on iTunes or in the Google Play Store. The app is available for both. And it's an interesting piece of software, so check that out. Now, everybody needs a media player, and there's a bunch of them out there. I use VLC. I like that. BS Pro is another one. You can use the media player that comes with your computer. That will work fine. But this particular software is called KMP, and KMP is a versatile multimedia player, and it can cover various different types of formats without you worrying about what's called a codec. And basically, a codec is a formula. It's a little program that resides in your computer, and different file formats require different codecs. In English, you may have an AVI file, you may have an MPG file, you may have a DVD file, and or an MPEG-1, a WMA file. There's a zillion files out there. If your computer doesn't have the right codec, it's not going to play. So this is a versatile multimedia player that doesn't need you to load codecs in it. It will, for the most part, find what codec you need and play your movie in actually quite high quality. So check that out. It's, again, totally free. It's called the KMP Player, and I have the link for you. Now, here's a company that's actually pretty cool. This is called Iobit, and they make a lot of different types of software. They have paid versions, and they have free versions. And if you go to their website, they put out three pieces of software that are free. One's called Advanced System Care 7. It's a free software. Another one's called Security, which will fight malware. That's free. And the one that I want to call your attention to tonight is called Driver Booster. And again, this is free. There's paid versions of all of these, but for the most part, you may be able to get by with the free version. Now, what Driver Booster does, it's the most effective and easiest to use driver updated out there. It automatically identifies outdated drivers, and I'll get to that in a minute. With one click, your drivers are updated to give you the maximal performance out of your hardware. And it's specialized driver for tweaking gaming types of interfaces. It's fast, secure, and easy to use. Now, everything that plugs into your computer has a driver, whether you're aware of it or not. Certainly on the PCs, certainly on the Macs too, but we're talking about PCs right now. So my microphone that I'm using has a driver, my camera, my webcam, pretty much anything that interfaces with the computer has a driver. And what that driver does is it gives the computer itself instructions as to how that specific device works in conjunction with your computer, your RAM, your motherboard, all those things determine the efficiency of how that particular item works. So whenever you get a new appliance that you're going to plug into your computer, again, a webcam, a microphone, a headset, whatever it may be, it comes with drivers already on the DVD or on the CD that you've bought the item with. And what happens is after 6 months or a month or a year, whatever it is, those drivers get old. And if you personally don't go in and update those drivers, as you upgrade from, let's say, Windows 7 to Windows 8, all of a sudden your stuff isn't working. And you say, Windows 8 is a piece of junk, which is a whole nother story. But you need to update the drivers. What this software will update those drivers automatically for you by just clicking the scan button. It will tell you what drivers are old, what the newest drivers are. It will get those new drivers, install them, and keep everything operating at its maximum efficiency. Many times companies will add updates to the firmware or hardware in terms of the driver application. You won't know it, but it solves problems or bugs that you're experiencing and just think the product's a piece of junk. So manufacturers continually want to update their drivers to have the maximum efficiency with their product interfacing with your computer. So that said, a tip to the wise: before you use any driver software, update driver software, please make sure that you back up the drivers that you have. And you can just go into any Windows platform and just Google how to back up my drivers. What it does is it will make a file, and you can call it backup drivers, December 26, 2013, whatever the case may be. Because if your new driver that's downloaded doesn't work for whatever reason, you're going to have a problem. So what you do is you just go back and reload your old driver. So that's just a bit of caution there. Hey, a lot of free stuff tonight. We have this one called Mobo Robo. This is a cool piece of software. Again, it's totally free. This is the all-in-one smartphone management tool. And essentially what this will do is it will allow you to manage your Android or your iPhone from your PC desktop. It's the best tool for smartphones store owners. You can transfer your contacts between your Android and your iPhone. Mobo Robo is one of the first cross-platform software that supports transfers of contacts of both the Android and iOS devices, as well as cross-platform transfers between the Android and iOS devices, making switching and upgrade to a new phone much easier. So this does a lot of things. It will bring your ringtones over. It will bring your contacts over, your wallpapers, so on and so forth. And if you run into a problem, it will restore everything for you from your PC. So it's like a backup of your phone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android phone, right on your PC. This is totally free, a very easy to use interface. I myself use this, and I think it's something that you may want to check out. And again, it's totally free. And now we are going to come to the gadget of the day. And it's an interesting gadget. I wish I had it here. I will be getting one soon, but I didn't want to wait. And it's called Raiku Magic. And it sounds very familiar, like Roku, Raiku, but it's not. There's no relation there. And what this is, if you look at the picture here, it looks like a very small, and it is a small USB device. And what this does is it plugs into the back of your HDTV or HDMI slot, and most of the all of the new TVs have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 HDMI ports, but you can pick whatever port you want and plug it into the back of the HDMI. Let's say it's port 2, HDMI 2, and turn your TV obviously to HDMI 2. And this actually will plug into the wall, And if you look down here, there's a bunch of different configurations on the back of it. Right there, I don't know if you can see that, that's where your HDMI slot would be to hook into your TV. Over here is a card slot, so you can put a micro or an SD card, I believe, inside that machine. So if you want to watch movies or music and watch it right through your TV, you can plug that into the back of this device. It's very small. It's very tiny, the device. And on the side here, you have a power port, a power jack to put power from the power pack that comes with the device. And also over here, you have a USB plug, if you will, so you can plug in something else there. Now, what's the purpose of this? What do you do with it? Is it like the Roku? Well, yes and no, but mostly no. What this essentially will do is it will make your TV an Android device, like an Android phone or an Android tablet. It gives you all the features of an Android device right on your TV through this small little USB stick, if you will. The Ryko Magic, I'm talking about the MK802, is a small computer which is built inside this USB stick, if you will, that's a little bigger than a USB flash drive. It connects to your TV via its HDMI connector and has wireless connectivity to allow connection to the internet and other wireless devices that you may own. The Ryko Magic MK802 runs the latest version of Google Android Jelly Bean, which gives you access to a huge amount of selected apps. It's a bit like turning your TV into a giant Android tablet, and that's exactly what it will do. The Ryko Magic can be used as a media center to play HD films on a large display, so that means anything you could play on your tablet if you had a tablet. You now have a giant tablet on your large screen TV. And also, you can download thousands of apps that are available on the Google Play Store. Any app that you can get on the Google Play Store, you can now put on your TV and use, and that's including games. So you're really limited to your imagination, and there's a ton of stuff. There's actually more Android apps out there that are available, and again, for free and for money, than there are on the iPhone. I know that's shocking, but that is the truth. And this device is controlled by a wireless controller. You simply plug in the wireless mouse and keyboard, and you can browse the web. You turn your TV into a web browser, and you can check emails, you can blast zombies, you can listen to music, or you can download a movie right from the comfort of your chair. So you now have a really high-powered Android operating system right into your TV. So if you don't have a smart TV, you can buy one of these devices, and bam, there you go. You have a perfectly functional monster Android tablet. I'll read you a little bit more. The new Ryko Magic Dual Core MK802 IV means it's just measures 90 millimeters long, but despite its small size, they've managed to fit a blazingly fast RK3188 SoC inside for super snappy performance. It's the fastest device they've ever produced, and it even rivals some of the top-end tablets. Again, you have a spare USB port. You have a TV display, which can be used to include its power supply. In other words, you can turn this device on and off from the TV itself. You don't have to go to the USB stick, if you will, and turn it on and turn it off. You can do that all automatically. The quad-core processor that's inside of it gives you very fast speed, so it's perfect for gaming. And anything that you can download and put on the Android, you can now download and put on this, because essentially what it is you've now made your TV an Android tablet. So there it is. I'll put the web page up. The interesting thing is, if you want to watch YouTube or you want to look at Facebook or anything that you can do on an Android tablet / computer, you now will be able to integrate and do on your widescreen HDMI input on the TV. It's a pretty cool device. Now, I know you're asking how much it costs, and let's go to Amazon. Amazon, here we go. I did have it up here. I must have just taken it out, and we will go Ryko Magic. I think it was $79. Here it is here. So it is going to cost you $79.54. You save $90.45 because it lists for $170. I would not pay $170 for this, but if I have a tablet, if I didn't have a tablet, I may consider this on my big screen TV because it's small, it's portable, and it works real well, and it's very fast. So you can check this out in full detail. Again, it's call it $80 on Amazon. And it's a very interesting device that I wasn't aware of. I'll get back to you in a couple weeks if I ever get the device and let you know how it works. So that will wrap up the Gadget Professor, except for one small little thing here. One of our fans, Alan Goldstein, a friend of mine, has sent me today a video, and I very rarely will run any videos or recommend any videos, but I have to tell you, I needed this today in a big way. But he sent me a video that was on YouTube, and I'm going to put the URL on there. And if you don't want to go to the URL, it's called Trunk Monkey Commercials. And you got to see this, folks. It is hysterical, and I watched it a couple times, and I really had a great good laugh today, and I needed that bad. So I want you to check that out. Just go to YouTube and put in Trunk Monkey Commercials, and I guarantee you that you will get a big chuckle. Thanks a lot, Alan, for sending that to me. I appreciate it. And that will wrap it up, fans, today for the Gadget Professor. I hope to see everybody next Thursday night. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I hope you had a Happy Hanukkah, and I hope that you have a great New Year. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain, Multimedia Communications, LLC. If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.